Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I mean, I hate to belabor the point, but didn't plastic essentially rise in popularity because we were told to try to save the trees? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, so, and then they figured out how to make that a renewable resource and incorporate that into recyclables.
Huh?
They figured things out.
What are you talking about?
The trees, the paper thing?
Yeah.
They figured out how to use post-consumer recyclable product. And a lot of the new paper stuff that was coming out.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm answering your question.
In the 1960s, they said, we got to stop killing all the trees in the rainforest and elsewhere, so we're going to make everything out of plastic. And then now, 30, 40 years later, we've decided that we got to go back to making everything out of trees.
Because we learn things like, and we adapt. We're not using the 1960s tree technology anymore.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? They're not cutting down trees.
Also using post-consumer recyclable stuff in the paper products that they're making.
Curtis, I have to run out of here.
I love Danielle, and this is not a personal shot at Danielle.
Well, she's your work wife,
right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But I find that 99% of the people that give a damn out loud about the environment are doing so just so other people can think more of them in social settings.
Oh, it's slacktivism, 100%.
You think it's all slacktivism and clicktivism? I mean, do people...
But I think there's a pretty giant portion of it. It's like, you know...
Look at my Nalgene bottle.
It's the people that can't that quote-unquote canceled the Rolling Stone subscription that they didn't actually have when they put the bomber on the front.
Nalgene bottle thing is just ridiculous. Just use a water fountain.
Know what that is.
Reliably made or sustainably sourced plastic reusable bottle that's BPA free, so you can always fill it up at your fitness center. You know when you go
water
fountain
yes.
and it's got the sensor?
Yes, those things. Yes. Every single Instagram influencer has five of those.
The Gronk family is making millions that Gronk is not spending on the ice shaker bottles.
Well, yeah, but that's not an environment thing. That's about your protein shake. And about making sure that it's cold at all times when you're getting your 12-hour pump on.
By the way, when Gronk does officially go to wrestling, will the protein shake be his finishing move?
probably will.
Can I take that one back?
Yes,
Curtis,
you can.
Would you strike the record, please, sir?
No, that's going to stick.
actually, it would. That's the funny thing.
I'm just telling
you. Good night, everybody. I'll see you. That one, actually, for the first time this week, I agree with the rim shot. Rimshot is questionable too.
I'm just telling you this about Gronk. Mm-hmm. He's going to do great on television tonight. And we've got to, Curtis, you let me get distracted, and we have not found the
Gronk honk.
The Gronk honk to come in here on Tuesday when Gronk is in the studio at 9. So we've got to do that. Maybe we'll do that at like 8:20 or whatever. All right.
Works for me, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I mean, it used to be that we were killing the trees, so then we decided to create plastic.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastics.
Wildly overrated film.
How dare you?
No. I mean, great movie. I mean, we don't have time, but... Dustin Hoffman's greatest film?
Graduate? That's Tootsie.
Tootsie?
Tootsie is an incredible...
About Rain Man.
Incredible movie.
Rain Man's pretty good.
You put Rain Man up there, too.
What about Midnight Cowboy? No, is that no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Urban Midnight Cowboy. Yeah.
No, Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah. Urban Cowboy is the great John Travolta mechanical bull riding movie. Slightly
underrated.
I ask you this question, a little subreddit question for you, Hillman.
Yes.
Is there a movie that you more closely or clearly associate with a band than The Graduate because of the Simon and Garfunkel?
Oh, because of Simon and Garfunkel and Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Departed, Dropkick Murphys?
Yeah.
That's a great pull.
I think that kicks in during the call off the tail part when Jack Nicholson, when they're going over the Zakum, and he's like, call off the tail!
Reservoir Dogs and Stuck in the Middle.
Yeah, Stuck in the Middle, Reservoir Dogs, Steeler's Wheel.
Yeah, yes. Every Tarantino movie has a great soundtrack.
Yeah. All right. I know we need to get back to the news, but speaking of plastic and products that don't end up being used the way that they are intended to be used, or people end up suffering from things based on the use of a product. Did you happen to see today the guy in Philadelphia who took a Johnson & Johnson drug,
mm-hmm,
and then he grew bubes?
Got the gyno.
And he is being rewarded by a court with $8 billion because he grew boobs, because he used this product.
All right, I'll take it.
I'll take it for four. I mean, I already got them.
Did you use Johnson & Johnson?
Big boobs.
I think it's $8 billion for that.
For moobs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're kidding.
And what did he, like, he took some kind of a drug or something, right?
It was Risperdal is the name of the drug, and it's been a drug that's been used for a lot of things, but he was prescribed, he's 26 now. And he was prescribed it at the age of 9 for autism spectrum disorder. And the allegation in the lawsuit is that they failed to warn him about the potential side effects, specifically the gynecomastia.
$8 billion.
$8 billion.
What guy wouldn't take boobs? First of all, you could, you know, in a pinch, you can, you know.
Never leave the house.
You don't have to do whatever you want with them. But if $8 bucks, this is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Good morning.
What's up, Craig?
Yeah, I just thought you guys may want to take advantage of the fact that you can influence people, because when I listen to this program today, I kind of jump around and see if you guys are on the mark or not. To actually give the impression the plan is doing well and we shouldn't try anything,
yeah,
is really sad. And you could actually have a better impact just to start the conversation, say, how can we get things going in the right direction? And one thing you could do that would be helpful is turn Curtis's mic off, because that guy couldn't be any more clueless than he tried.
I mean, don't you think, though, that we are having the conversation? I mean, just because I might, when we're talking about the banning of plastic shampoo bottles in California, just because I don't necessarily think that's going to accomplish anything other than inconveniencing people, I think that the discussion happens, and you happen to be somebody. So, Craig, do you believe that the planet is in jeopardy?
Oh, clearly. I wasn't quite as concerned until I Googled the plastic in the South Pacific and saw something the size of Texas floating out there.
Yeah.
You have to kind of realize that just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's going downhill.
But hasn't it been around for 450 billion years? I mean,
haven't been industrialized for a good chunk of that time.
But the Great Pacific Garbage Island?
Isn't it a little bit arrogant to believe that we, living at this moment, are the species that is going to destroy a planet that has been around for 450 billion years?
Well, no, it's not arrogant at all. It's accurate, because we haven't been around for 450 billion years. Modern man's been around about 10,000 years, and he's caused more destruction in that time than the combined species before him. So you got to just sort of look at the facts and say, do we really want to start the conversation and get it going and have people say, does the plastic straw bother me if I get rid of it? No, get rid of it.
All right.
Slowly change people's thought process, and you have the way of influencing people, and rather than putting comments like, just because you want to save the planet, you're a tree hugger.
Yeah.
And look, everybody should be trying to save the planet. We all have kids coming. and open up a dialogue that says, you know, let's just say, how can we get rid of things that don't matter to us that would matter in the long run? And plastic straws and plastic bottles, and we try to recycle things and stop drinking the water out of a plastic bottle when you can drink it out of something you can wash and use again.
Yeah.
It's not going to change people's lives, but it'll change their thought process.
How many kids? You said you had kids.
Yeah, kids.
How many do you have?
I have three.
I mean, is it responsible to have that many children who are going to go on doing further damage to the planet?
Well, let's try to be at least intellectual about your discussion.
What? I'm just asking. I mean, we have a population. Don't we have a population crisis in this world?
Is it okay to still have children?
Right.
That's why we have to eat the babies.
Yeah, that's why we have to eat the babies.
Yeah. I mean, but two countries are responsible for 40% of the Earth's population, Greg.
Yeah, like who?
China and India. Add them together, that's
China.
3 billion.
And how dare you say anything negative about China?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Since the NBA, since I'm under contract with the NBA, the hypocrisy of the NBA, we don't even have time for that.
People like Craig who call in, they have the issue is that every 5 years there's a new thing that we can't have, and the one that they said before that was bad for the environment is now good for the environment. These things change. It's like diets. Everything that they talk about with what we're doing that is the scourge of the universe is going to change in 10 years.
Kirby, if we're being honest, he talks too much on that show.
I'm being corrected, by the way. The universe is only 14.5 billion years old.
Oh.
Earth is about 4.5 billion years old. Yes. Not 450. You added a zero.
Added a zero.
Hold on. And Curtis, when you say everything changes, haven't we pretty much en masse been anti-cigarette as a people for about 30 years? Do we think that's going to change anytime soon?
Yeah, I think cigarettes are bad for you, yes.
Okay, good. We can all agree on one thing.
I mean, when it comes to pandering, do you think I ought to pivot on this and start supporting some of these plastic bands?
Well, I think Greenpeace is going to be good in studio on Friday. I think.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, bud?
What's up, Paul?
Greg, there's just a couple of quick points I'd make that will help you make a better decision.
Yes.
And the president of the Maltese Islands suggested that the Maltese Islands will be underwater in 7 years. He was arrested by a military coup and thrown in prison. And when all the world's top scientists met in Croatia, some idiots put a Stinger missile, a rocket grenade, and blew the whole thing out of the sky. Those are indicators of what you call attempts to cover ideas and facts. And I think when you deal with trillions in the oil industry versus what they call us grunt beyond, there's a big advantage. And there's a simple quick point. Clinton said decades ago that the major ice cap melted.
Paul, I can't hear you. Could you call back on your petroleum-based communication device made from electronic products that are manufactured in a foreign country by young children who don't have shoes or food? And let me know how I'm missing the fact that there's some kind of a massive conspiracy on the Maltese Islands. Are the Maltese Islands underwater at this moment? Is anybody, Curtis, could you...
The Maltese Falcon is.
If you could do a quick check on the Maltese
Overrated
Islands.
Overrated movie, by the way.
Get the discussion started.
All right. Well, listen, I'm open to all opinions. I'm open to all philosophies. I just firmly feel this morning that banning tiny little plastic shampoo bottles from hotels and perhaps other places in California is not going to accomplish a lick of good. But that is just me. What else is happening this morning that we need to discuss, Danielle?
Well, the alleged victim in the Matt Lauer case says that his open letter basically is victim shaming.
I think she's right. Yeah. If what she says happened, I think she's right.
Brooke Nevels was one of the individuals that spoke with Ronan Farrow for this Catch and Kill Lies, Spies, and Conspiracy to Protect Predators book. And Variety published a bunch of details from this yesterday. And you know, one of those is the account from what happened allegedly between Brooke and Matt at the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. And I can't really get into it on the people's airwaves, but she alleges that there was some... let's say, landing at the wrong airport,
right.
That was involuntary.
Right.
And she told Ronan Farrow it was non-consensual in the sense that I was too drunk to consent. I said multiple times that I didn't want to do that activity. Now, she does say in the book that she had more encounters with Matt Lauer in New York City. And she
After that.
Right. She said it was completely transactional. It was not a relationship.
Oh.
So Matt Lauer writes this lengthy response basically saying the whole thing in Sochi was the beginning of his affair with her and the first of many sexual encounters between them over the next few months. He said at no time during or after her multiple visits to my apartment did she express words or actions any discomfort with being there or with our affair. She also went out of her way to see me several times in my dressing room at work, and on one of those occasions we had a sexual encounter. It showed terrible judgment on my part, but it was completely mutual and consensual.
Do you think that Matt Lauer will ever recover from this and be back on television?
Not if he keeps putting up those weird TikTok videos with his daughter.
When he hosts the Harvey Weinstein NewsHour, yes.
I mean, if you looked at the Me Too people, like Mario Batali is done, right?
Toast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll never find his way back into anything.
No.
Harvey Weinstein is probably done. Is
Belichick
Matt,
might sign him.
Is Matt Lauer, does he have any chance? I mean, I think that's probably why he decided to write this open letter yesterday, because he was thinking that people had forgotten until the book was coming out.
Greg, he had a button on his desk.
He said he didn't. He wrote that in the open letter.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, that's fine.
He said there was no. He
nope,
said
there's
there
was, no button.
No button?
Was, no button.
Said there was no such thing.
Oh. Well, then
there was no such thing.
I'll take him at his word.
Matt Lauer is a pro, and he did a great job.
NBC is flipping out about that book, by the way, because Ronan Farrow just exposes them for the way they buried stories that he came to them with, that they were protecting of Harvey Weinstein and enabled him to continue.
You mean
raping.
Matt Lauer, not Harvey Weinstein? Right?
No, they had this. Ronan Farrow came to NBC and whatever the greater media ownership of that organization was, Universal, NBC Universal, with these stories.
With the Harvey Weinstein
and they
story
spiked
at
them.
The get-go, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they did.
Halloween's coming up and everyone's scrambling to figure out what they're going to wear for their costumes, as you would say. Google has released information on the most Googled costumes.
The most Googled costume.
Yes.
Is it the sexy Fred Rogers?
No, incredibly not.
I'd like to be your neighbor.
Not so much. The most Googled costume is Pennywise from It.
Oh, I buy that.
Yeah. After that, let's round out the top five real quick. Number two is a witch.
Oh, the witch is still popular.
The old witch, very
the old
popular.
Standby?
Yep. Yeah. Number three, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Number four, a dinosaur. And number five, Disney's Descendants.
Well, you know, if it weren't for us and our plastic straws, the dinosaurs would still be roaming the planet.
How long do you think it will be before we see the first controversy about someone who posted, most likely a college student, an Instagram photo of them at a party? Of a girl sitting on a couch with a tablet watching a church service and a guy with an AB jersey on behind her.
Oh,
I'm calling that now.
Wow. We went for a good hour and a half without discussing AB.
But you know that's going to happen, right?
We covered it. Why do you bring
I'll send them free shirts, koozies, and hats, whatever you want from the Fitzy store.
Please do not. Why did you have to bring up Player 17 again? We avoided it. I mean, how much AB talk do we do this morning? A little 45 minutes, that's enough, right? Do we have to go? But they'll cover it all day here at the station.
Volan is outside frothing at the mouth.
When is Volan coming on?
About 10 minutes.
All right. And Volan is writing in the Globe that that it's time for the Patriots to bring AB back, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of where's the poll at? Let's check our Twitter poll this morning.
That's what I said.
Now you know Volan lives in Newton as well, and he cares about Earth.
Oh yeah, no.
I bet he's outside, as hot as Mother Earth itself, fuming over the thought of people using microplastics.
Almost 3,000 votes in. Do you want the Patriots to bring back Antonio Brown? 54% say yes.
Wow, it's still
really
right there.
Tis a majority though. Tis a majority.
Yeah. No, it is. It's close, but that's a majority. I mean, a majority of people want him back.
Yep.
And he clearly decided that yesterday, for some reason, was the day in which he was going to take to social media and ask the Patriots to give him a chance to earn his way back here.
Yep.
Tom, I'm going to get back to work. Hope you guys having a beautiful day. You guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
I mean, he's not wrong. when he says that they are still going to have to pay him. If you listen to the legal experts, they say that the Patriots are probably going to have to pay him.
Every dime.
So, but I think he is wrong if he is assuming that Mr. Kraft would allow him back after the way in which he departed. Although, we're talking about it, 7 o'clock, Wiggy says that people make up all the time when it comes to things like this.
I'm in a reverse course on this. Originally, I didn't think there was any way that in hell that Bob Kraft would take him back after the parlor shot. But I think in the interest of another championship that Bob Kraft would reconsider, and then he'd take the high road and be like, well, we all say things we don't mean, and he was frustrated, and blah, blah, blah.
7 rings. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, then, if we're going to buy what you're saying, you have to believe that he thinks that 7 rings would be in jeopardy at this point right now in the season, and I don't know that he thinks that.
Yeah.
I mean, but
it would be nice to have a walk, wouldn't it?
But you think that 7 rings is more important to him than somebody who said what they did on the way out the door.
Yep.
Yeah. But you said it yourself earlier, Greg. It's about money. It's the sponsors that came. It was not the media. I guess you've said that, too. You blame the media for forcing Kraft to let him go. But it's a financial thing.
Volan was the one on this show who said that he believed that it was sponsor pressure on the Patriots that led to the release.
And that's not changed. That's not going to go away.
No, that's not. I mean, is the media? I guess the media pressure is going away, hence why Volan is writing in the Globe that it's time to think about bringing him back. But, I mean, I don't think the media pressure is going to... If they turn around, you know...
They could crush Shaughnessy, would write a column tomorrow.
Of course they...
I mean, of course they would rip the Patriots for bringing him back.
It's a pipe dream. Like, people who are dreaming of this are... They're crazy. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Justin?
Listen, I was against this to begin with, and I was pretty vocal. I think I called your show about it before they even brought him in. I was vocal about it during it, and the thought that they would actually bring him back is making me want to jerk the wheel off the bridge, off the road right now. This guy belongs in a unit locked with people checking on him every 10 minutes. If anybody thinks he's going to be able to come back and be a serviceable wide receiver for the rest of the year and keep his head out of trouble, they're nuts. This is a pipe dream. It's crazy. They need to go out and get an Emmanuel Sanders or a veteran wide receiver. Look at who Tom Brady's won Super Bowls with. We do not need Antonio Brown.
But do you buy Danielle and others who say that when Tom Brady likes his social media posts, like, for instance, this one yesterday, 1 hour after he posted it, that Tom Brady is essentially demanding that Antonio Brown be given another chance?
No, I think Tom Brady likes what the player can do on the field. I think that's pretty obvious, and for obvious reasons. But I don't think that they need to have distraction right and left for the rest of the year, and I think that's all it'll be.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Greg, I'm a million percent in.
If you ask Pats fans, though, would you rather have Emmanuel Sanders or Antonio Brown, I think people would err on the side of Sanders because they can feel a little less dirty.
No.
No.
Yes, 100%. No. Yeah, 100%, because that'll be like, would you rather use a lead-based, carbon-filled, non-reusable drink cup or a recyclable cup? They would always go with B. Yes,
they'd have to give up picks to get Sanders. They would get with nothing. They just signed him.
They have plenty of young talent on the team anyways. You can give up a fifth for Sanders.
Here's a 774 text, and it's correct. Ever since AB left, all the media has been whining about is the offense. And it makes me laugh because they're the ones that chased him out of town.
Oh, stop with that.
What?
Well,
you got Volans right in there with you right now. He chased him out. He and Shaughnessy chased him out of town. Now he wants him back.
I was laughing all the way to his column today.
By the way,
and there's Volan giving you the triple X crotch chop. Wow, he's a heel turn.
It's on his sixth coffee. He's going crazy.
By the way, Volan, very comfortable in a new Boston Garden seat.
Oh.
Very, 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 he would fit nicely in a new Boston Garden seat on Saturday night. I'm just saying. All right.
I doubt Dale you guys here will have a tiny handshake now.
617-779-7937 is the number to call, or you can text on the text line, which is 937. We're a little bit behind when it comes to giving away the opportunity to join Gronk in the studio with us next Tuesday, but I'll do that. You and a guest can be here. Gronk will rub his CBD massage oil all over you and your guests next Tuesday at 9. So keep listening for your chance to win your way in here with us. That's Tuesday on the show. I believe, as a heads up, that Thursday on the show, the governor will be in the studio with us for Breakfast with Baker. I'm sure that'll be all about the vape controversy when the governor comes in here on Thursday. And, of course, on Monday on this show, Boomer Esiason at 7 and Tom Brady at some point on Monday's show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
White shirt now with my bloody nose sleeping. Yeah, on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I.
Writing in the Globe, Ben Volen says, in need of a playmaker, would the Patriots reconsider Antonio Brown? Ben, how are you?
What's up, Greg?
Are you outraged about the lack of respect we have for the planet? I don't know if you were listening on the way in or not.
I was listening.
I know you're a Newton guy. I know you're a Globe guy. My apologies on my disrespect for
Curtis handed me a Dasani water bottle this morning, and I just threw it back in his face.
Oh, yeah.
Doused it all over him.
Very polite.
I'm sure you did.
Listening on the way in, Greg, I hate to say it, you kind of sound like the gun lobby here. Why, you know, and all these Second Amendment guys, well, why would we do any, you know, you're never going to stop a crazy guy, so there's just no sense in having any sort of restriction whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
You're saying the same thing. We're, you know, banning these little shampoo bottles isn't going to have an impact, so it'd be stupid to do it. I mean, it's the same argument that the gun lobby's using.
I mean, when we ban one of these plastic products, and some say you should never ask a question that you don't know the answer to, but when we ban these, we make these tiny little steps in the name of being dramatic, and we ban small shampoo bottles, does the manufacturing of plastics drop in a measurable amount, or is that plastic just used to make some other product?
I'm not the guy who can answer this question.
Boss Ben sells Diet Cokes with plastic straws at Fenway Park. Can you believe it?
Well, how many trees has the Globe killed in its long history?
Maybe we plant them too.
How long has the Globe been around?
A long time, over 100-something years, for sure.
Imagine how many trees have died so that the headlines could be read.
So we could have an informed electorate.
But the earthers will tell you now that tree farms are good for the planet.
Well, that's what Danielle was trying to say earlier.
It's a renewable resource.
Big Christmas will tell you that.
All right, so you know me. I love the AB talk.
I can't get enough of it over here.
For me, it's been the best part of making the move over here.
Sarcasm party of one. Your show. Right?
Why? I don't understand the notion. Chad Finn wrote it too. That a lot of guys are like tired of the story. Why?
Yeah.
It's the most interesting thing going on with the Patriots, right?
You think
now.
So?
Absolutely.
So
he's a star player, and it's, you know, all this drama. Why wouldn't you want to talk about it?
So why do you think yesterday was the day in this great saga that he decided to reference the Patriots and to say, "Let me work my way back." Essentially, let me earn it. You're going to pay me anyway, so let me come back and prove that I'm a good guy.
I mean, he's probably right about that sentiment. And you know, the Patriots, like, they'd like to get value, and they're just burning $9-10 million probably on Antonio Brown. So my point today wasn't to say they should do it, but it's got to be tempting. Like, they've got to be thinking about it. It's, you know, Brady, I'm sure, is fully on board. I'm sure Belichick could be convinced into it as well. Why yesterday? I mean, I don't know. Maybe Antonio Brown needs the money. I mean, his stance has certainly shifted the last couple of weeks. He said several times he wants to get back in, and the game misses him and the game needs him. And I think he looks at the situation and realizes that the Patriots are probably the best chance. You know, they're already going to pay him, so it's probably not going to cost them much to bring him back on. You know, another team would probably have to pay him a lot of money. They'd be wary of the whole circus atmosphere. I think the Patriots are probably his best chance at this point.
But he's such a dope that he reveals himself by not posting what he posted yesterday on his way out the door here, which is, hey, you know, great, you know, at first he started off, he and Tom, you know, great, whatever, thanks, God, you know. But why,
blah, blah,
not,
blah.
Why not post that when you're leaving and say, I'd love to try to earn my way back, as opposed to, you know, burning the bridge with Mr. Kraft? It illustrates the kind of moron that he is.
Well, he's very self-destructive and has no impulse control. That's yeah. pretty clear. He tried to do the gracious exit. He gave, you know, posted very nice things about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and said, go win it and all that. But then 2 days later, got to take the phone out of his hands. He just can't help yeah. himself. And it's funny, though, as I was writing the column yesterday, I went back and looked for those tweets that he's deleted. They're not that bad overall. You know, he said he was pointing out the double standard. He said, right. you know, Kraft got caught up in the parlor and
rub and tuck.
Oh, Ordway.
And also, also been like, not only did he try to set fire to his time with the Patriots, but he also tried to nuke the bridge with the league too, because he said he was done playing with the NFL on that very same Sunday. And
that's
Twitter
just him
story.
Blowing off steam, though, don't you think?
Well, then this is just all overreactionary, if anything else.
Well, of course, but he wants to get back in, and the Patriots, they need him. I mean, their yeah. offense is struggling a
it's
little bit.
It's relevance, not money. I think he's afraid that he's not going to be relevant soon, Greg.
Sure, and he's afraid that if he doesn't get back in the game this year, obviously it's going to hurt his chances of finding a team next year and getting top dollar next year. So, of course, he wants to play. He wants to catch touchdowns from Tom Brady, go to the Super Bowl. I mean, playing for the Patriots puts you in such a great spotlight nationally all the time. So, of course, this is where Antonio Brown wants to be. And I don't know if you're the Patriots. I don't know if this is a bridge that's been totally burned. You go back and read the tweets that Brown said, you know, wasn't totally inflammatory. It wasn't. Yeah, go back and read it.
So
he's pointing out the double standard.
I will play along. Well, what do you think would be? So let's say that the Patriots are considering it right now in some bunker down there. What do you think the primary stumbling block would be? Would it be Mr. Kraft? Would it be concern about the media? Would it be concern about the reaction with sponsors? Would it be concern that he's just going to come back in here and discombobulate the finely oiled machine? Like, what would be the number one stumbling block?
I mean, probably all of that. Kraft, to me, is probably the biggest roadblock, and it encompasses pretty much everything you just said. First of all, interestingly, I was told by someone from the team yesterday that they never heard from sponsors, that was not
really?
A factor. Yeah, I did hear that yesterday. That
not a factor at all.
That not a factor, that the sponsors never contacted Kraft. So
basically, your paper and Shaughnessy and Curtis ran them out of town.
I think so.
Basically.
Yeah,
okay.
More or less.
Right. Nice job, guys.
The Twitter mob okay. and yeah. okay. Shaughnessy and, yeah. and several other people at our paper as well. But
yeah.
So I think he has to, you know, Kraft would have to consider, obviously, all the negative reaction that they dealt with and the fact that Antonio Brown still does have the lawsuit kind of hovering over his head. And he is a wild card and you never know what he's going to tweet. And you have to throw his cell phone in the Charles River to keep it away from him. And obviously the tweets that he sent out were not, you know, favorable towards Robert Kraft. So, yes, I think the major roadblock right now would have to be Kraft, because I think Brady would be completely on board, and I think Belichick would take him back too.
So Brady completely on board, in your opinion?
In my opinion.
And do you buy into what Danielle says, that because he likes all his posts and he liked this yesterday, that that's Tom Brady essentially expressing his frustration outwardly through social media?
Yes, I 100% believe
you
Danielle.
Do?
Yes, that's that's how Brady communicates, very passive-aggressively. Mm-hmm. You know, it's letting the world know, because Tom Brady knows everything he likes and comments, it goes out into the public. And mm-hmm. so he knows that when he likes Antonio Brown, right. he wants the people to know that.
Okay, but Ben, if he does, and if they do, in fact, like, consider resigning him, or maybe even bring him back in the building, right? This isn't now just like the football team's reputation. This is basically Mr. Kraft saying, I'm putting my reputation on the line by bringing him back in, because he came at me and then I said it was okay, and I'm giving him a second chance. So this is team, this is brand, and this is Kraft all saying we're on board. Everyone is all in, reputation-wise.
Yeah, and they were when they signed him, and they were kind of putting it on
more
the line.
More so now, though.
More so now, but maybe Antonio Brown has been humbled. Maybe this episode is a good way for him to...
I'm sure he's been humbled.
Right.
Maybe.
I'm sure he's
Ben,
been humbled.
Ben, I think you're going to be humbled right here, because at 8:38 on September 26th, our show account tweeted when you were in studio that morning that you said the potential loss of sponsorships may have led to the release of Antonio Brown. So that was your own report that you just said sponsors didn't play a role.
And then I was told, yeah. No, I didn't.
I didn't said it may have been.
Yeah, I didn't report
it. You were speculating.
It, yes, that's exactly what it was.
Stone cold lock.
And then I was told yesterday that that was not the case. So, but
I'm surprised by that, actually.
I am too.
What are the Patriots going to say? That's obviously spin. Say that sponsors weren't. Nobody was upset. Come on.
Well, why wouldn't they blame
believe
it?
That?
Why wouldn't they blame it on the sponsors? I mean, if you look at the Twitter poll this morning, our Twitter show poll, the majority of people want him back, right?
Yeah, over 3,000 people voted. 54% of the respondents want him back.
But don't you think the heat has died down a little bit on Antonio Brown now? And we've gotten a bigger picture. That Sports Illustrated story is maybe not as bad as it appeared at first. And that lawsuit is definitely kind of a he said, she said kind of thing.
Yes, well, that's something I think that could be misconstrued, which is that she withdrew that lawsuit from federal court and is going to refile it in the Florida state court. And it's, I guess it's possible that Antonio Brown yesterday said, all right, maybe the wind is shifting here, because he sounds like a guy who probably talks allegorically a lot to himself.
Yeah, you got to follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so
he said,
might as well let me earn it.
Maybe the wind is shifting, and it's time for me to float a trial balloon and say, hey, Patriots fans, let the Patriots know I want to come back.
I mean, Antonio Brown's right. They're probably going to have to pay him anyway, so why don't you get something out of it? And look, in 20 years, no one's going to remember Antonio Brown and all the specifics of what's going on. They're going to see that seventh championship banner and a 19-0 banner and say that it was worth it. That's all that matters.
Well, he's got rape charges. Nobody's going to remember
the rape.
It's not
a charge. It's not a charge. It's not a charge, lawsuit.
Yeah. It's a lawsuit.
And in 20 years from now?
Nobody will remember the rape lawsuit.
In 20 years from now, and especially if it goes away, probably not.
Yeah, we all forget Kobe Bryant's alleged off-field incidents.
No one talks about that at all. Yeah, first of all, he bought a giant yellow diamond. And second of all, no one actually talks about that anymore. Kobe?
Yes.
Kobe's a darling now.
Kobe's a media darling. Oh, my God. Everyone has these new yellow rose-colored glasses when they look at Kobe, Greg. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like A-Rod. No one ever thinks that he took 10,000 horse needles in the rear end just so he could become a He-Man.
So...
No, it's with J-Lo. He's so great on baseball.
Ben, if you had to,
if
you had to say the likelihood, percentage-wise, of Antonio Brown being back here in the near future, what would you say it is today?
I mean, it's low.
No chance.
I'll say even 5%, but that even seems too high. It seems like pie in the sky.
All right,
but it's got to be tempting. It's got to be tempting for them.
Do the players in the locker room want it, Ben?
I think they want it for sure.
I don't think
they wanted him gone.
You think the players want it?
Yeah.
I mean, and you think Tom Brady clearly wants it, right?
Yeah. Tom did not want them to get rid of Antonio Brown. I don't think Tom was very happy. I mean, with you guys, when you interviewed him, did he seem like he was thrilled that Antonio Brown was gone?
He talked about mindfulness for 14 minutes to try to control his frustration. What about Bill Belichick?
I think he would take him back. No, there'd
like
have to
this
be
moment?
There'd have to be conditions. I don't think Bill wanted to get rid of him. Bill let him practice that day, played him with the ones. And let his assistant coaches talk about Antonio Brown. That never happened. So Bill was not planning, you know, they were going to look into things and all that, but they were not planning to release it.
Josh has got to want him back too, right?
Of course. Yeah. Everyone, from a strictly X's and O's standpoint, everyone I'm sure wants Antonio Brown. It's the other stuff.
By the way, do you have the nuts to ask Bill about this post-game this evening?
Fitzy put me on the spot about that before. I don't know if I do, because it's really more of a craft question.
Come on,
it's really
Ben.
More of a craft question.
And if they re-sign Antonio Brown, Belichick's going to give the scoop to Dana Jacobson to break the story.
Did you or anybody else ask Belichick about the naked hot tub story that Edelman told?
I haven't asked that. Maybe tonight, post-game. Maybe that's the perfect opportunity for that, right?
Well, actually, do one into another one.
Ask the guy the question, will you? I want to know if he's nude in hot tubs all across the United States of America.
You gutless wonder.
What about OMF? They get Belichick every Monday. Why don't you press those guys?
Did they ask him about that?
No, they asked, you know, how he feels about the really rude media questions that he deals with every day.
All right, so Volan, your post-game agenda tonight. A, Antonio Brown. B, naked in the hot tub. C, plastic shampoo bottles.
I mean, all three of those topics will probably be more interesting than Patriots-Giants tonight. So,
yeah, rookie quarterbacks under the age of 25 against the Patriots and Belichick, 0-27, excuse me. So tonight's game is done.
But Daniel Jones is good, by the way. He's a good quarterback, and the Giants are going to like him.
Yeah.
That was a good pick.
Are you saying that there's a chance this is a game tonight?
I think the weather could slow things down, you know. it, you know, the weather could go both ways. The Patriots could run for 300 yards and run it up 50-0, or, you know, the passing game could really struggle tonight with, I mean, it's going to be 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts. It's going to be nasty. Poor Mike Nugent's got a kick in this in these conditions, so the Patriots might as well just go for two every time. But, you know, the Giants are fielding a JV team. They're so banged up right now. So I just
And the defense is so good.
The Patriots' defense is just ridiculous. This is a preseason game. Next week against the Jets is a preseason game. And then finally, the Patriots' 8- or 9-game schedule will start after that.
Yeah. Do the Patriots linebacker, they want the nickname the Boogeyman, right?
I think so, yeah. Hightower said it after the game the other day, so I think they like it.
Is Coach going to be mad about that?
You can't have personal branding, of course, on the Patriots.
Yeah, they want. I kind of like Devin McCourty, who said that they were born in the 80s, so they're not in the nicknames, and they have kids and things like that.
Is Devin McCourty born in the 80s?
I don't know. That's a great question.
There aren't too many athletes anymore born in the 80s.
Yeah, yes, he was.
I was hoping Ben Watson would stick around because he'd be
like
another.
How Nick goes, yes, he was.
No, actually, I corrected myself.
Scanning my internal database.
He was. Yes, he think about it. He's 31.
I sent him a cake last week.
Oh.
I like the fact that he's one of us. He wore a Peppa Pig t-shirt to him.
He's an Aquarius.
It. He gets it. Yep, thank
Lickety
you.
Lick. But I like to have Nick a Watson.
Knows, Nick knows the signs of every New England Patriot player.
Oh, yeah.
AB's a Zodiac.
Yeah, right, because that means he's crazy, right? Yeah, and he's maybe the Zodiac Killer. Breaking news on the Greg Hill Show.
Sniff, sniff.
All right, Ben. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. Nick, do me a favor.
Yes.
Wash your hair.
Wash your hair. What's wrong with you?
It smells fabulous. It feels amazing. Run your hands through these mighty locks on the way out.
You haven't been noticing. I've been inching away from you little by little.
He's a warrior for the earth. He doesn't want to wash his hair because shampoo will damage the environment.
That's exactly why, Greg. That's exactly why.
All right, Ben.
Thanks, boys.
Ben, writing in the Globe, says, in need of a playmaker, would the Patriots reconsider Antonio Brown? More on that, I'm certain, throughout the day here at WEEI.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Together, we'll be launching a line of all-natural, fitness-oriented recovery products to help millions of people balance their active lifestyle with a healthy recovery. So now, you can just call me Mr. Recovery. Yeah, you know you like that name. Mr. Recovery, baby. Secret to tell from my electrical
well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving. There he is, expert NFL analyst Rob Gronkowski. You'll see him make his debut on Fox tonight, and then you could have the chance to hang out with him in this studio on Tuesday. And Curtis says that we are way behind in selecting somebody to bring a guest and come in here. And apparently, the way you want to do this is to find the biggest Gronk honk. Now, does it count? Like,
say that 5 times fast.
I got a text earlier from somebody who named their dog Gronk, and I don't. That's not. It's got to be better
than
that,
right? 50,000 dogs named Gronk.
And yes, you really want, like, you want.
I met one at a local last night.
You really want somebody who is that big of a Gronk sycophant in the studio Tuesday?
Of course, I work with one 3 days a week.
I know. I think it's unfair. Are you going to come in when Gronk is here? I mean, Tuesday is not normally your day. It's a Wiggy day.
Hang out on different days ever since we bested up on the Verizon commercial.
Are you going to wait out? You're going to wait outside for him and try to see if he remembers you from the commercial?
Yes, I'm just going to be a fan standing outside a window asking Gronk to love him.
Here's a text that says, Greg, speaking of Kobe Bryant, you named your dog after Kobe Bryant. Brees Hill
you didn't
did.
Name
I didn't
dog.
Do
yeah,
that.
Brees did.
B. Hill. My boy is a Kobe Bryant fan. So maybe you're right. Maybe people have completely forgotten about what happened with Kobe in Colorado.
It's the A-rodification of Kobe. 100%.
I don't know if they've forgotten. I just don't think they care anymore. I think they're apathetic.
I don't think people have forgotten about it. I mean, I think
if Kobe were a Celtic and not a Laker, it would be a much bigger story nationally.
Oh,
that's no.
Yeah,
truth. Truth. T-R-O-O-F. Truth.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Anytime it's in Boston, of course. There's too much. There's too much apathy in L.A. for anyone to care.
Peyton Manning cheated, had drugs sent to his house in his wife's name, and if you mentioned it on ESPN, they cut it off the air. If that were Tom Brady, he would have another asterisk.
Curtis, take it a step further. He actually hired like thugs to go shake down the person who wanted to report the story. For God's sakes!
All right. So, what is? Can you explain the rules of this contest, Curtis? So you just have to demonstrate right now on the phone or text why you are the biggest Gronk honk.
Yeah, give us a call, 617-779-7937, and tell us why you're the biggest Gronk.
I guess maybe a kid would.
Kid would work.
Yeah, a kid would work.
But that's a commitment.
You have to have, like, a birth certificate or something. Like, yeah. you got to be able to prove all this stuff if you want. And Gronk will be in here Tuesday at 9, I think.
9 o'clock Tuesday morning, yes.
Tuesday at 9.
I love Gronk, and I miss him.
Greg, I can pitch my voice up real high when I need to. Gronk Shrine, Gronk Tat. What else could we have?
Well, yeah, the Gronk Tat, I guess, is...
things you've done to see him play, like, you know, driven to Denver or something crazy. I don't know.
Well, no, you'd have to, like, you would have had to have driven to Denver for, like, a Gordy Gronk yoga workout.
Ooh, went on a Gronk
because
cruise.
Because he wanted to get close to Gronk, and the closest you could get was Gordy.
Right.
That would be...
Yeah, you smashed Glenn just so you could get closer to, so you could get a ride on the Gronk bus.
Now you said the Gronk cruise, like, that doesn't count. Everybody's texting in that they went on the Gronk cruise and they could prove that they went on the. Are we taking like a photograph? Like, now it's people texting in about I have a selfie with.
No,
see, this is why, Curtis. I don't know that this is gonna.
I don't know why you're going with this. I've never had a good idea in my life, so I don't know what we're doing here.
Too much effort, like saving the environment.
I'm scanning the text line, which is 37937, or you could call 617-779-7937. This is Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
What's up, Kurt?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, Hillness?
Yes, Johnny.
Hey, man, yo. Yeah, Gronk honk right here. The contest. I've got the ice shaker bottles. I've got his autographed jerseys.
I've got the ice shaker. You can't. That doesn't count. Having the ice shaker bottles doesn't count.
He was going through a ranking list.
It was a litany of Gronkisms in that young man's life. Hey, is this a hell, man?
Is that an 804 text? Would it count if I have a Gronk tattoo on my buttock?
Oh, that's aggressive.
I believe 804 is Utah
Virginia.
That's not a real state.
Are we going to fly up? I mean, yes, I guess you would be a Gronk honk if you're going to fly up from Virginia to come into the studio on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, travel is not included in this contest.
Well, you saw last week when I talked to the Pats fans outside DedEx Field, there were those guys with matching goat tattoos on their buttocks. Yes. So would it surprise you to see Gronk ink on a rear?
Let's see. What if you named your child Gronk? Yes, if you could prove, that's a 401 text from Rhode Island.
Did you name your kid Gronk, or did you name your kid Rob and you're trying to back end it?
Right, no, it can't
be. Rob doesn't work.
Maybe Robbie G.
No. Not even that. It's not Gronk. Not like Gronk Jones.
If your kid was like Theodore Gronkowski Murphy, would that count?
Yes, I would accept the full middle name.
Yes.
If there was a
middle name.
Well, we call him Gronk because he runs around like crazy. But
I just got a text from the Patriots. Brady wants to call in and get a chance to come back.
So he can beg him to come
back.
He
wants a plus one for AB.
Let's see. Here's somebody who, what, do you think anybody has had plastic surgery to look like him?
God help us. Oh, my God.
Please, not that celebrity, that show.
At some point, you will be able to. There will be people who will do that. There was that one guy. Was there a guy who had like 87 plastic surgery procedures to look like Michael Jack? No.
It was the Ken doll guy.
The Ken doll guy. How creepy is that dude?
He's had like more surgeries since.
Have you ever seen that guy? He's had a ridiculous amount of plastic surgery procedures so that he looks like a Ken doll.
Is he like as upsetting as that fish, that snake fish from Georgia?
Oh my God, 72 cosmetic surgeries.
Yes,
more than $750,000.
Oh God.
Oh, he looks awful.
And by the way, who says the economy is not thriving? If you can spend, what's up, Chris?
Well, you guys tell me. I'm calling you. What's going on? I heard you need somebody to meet Gronk. I'd love to come in. I got a daughter who's just one of his biggest fans.
Yeah, but I think Curtis is looking for you to prove your honk worthiness.
Yeah, everybody has a daughter that's a big Gronk fan.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, how would you like me to do that, sir?
do you own any particular merchandise? Do you have you painted like your garage door 69 or something like that?
He's number 87, sir.
You
69.
Really,
come on, Greg. Get with the program.
Do I have to explain I have to explain what's going on, I guess, to people?
A lot of laughs.
Hello, Mike.
Wow.
Yes, how are you?
What's up, Mike?
I'm just calling for a friend of mine who works with me in the town of Aglam, and he's a spitting image. It could be his brother. And whenever we go anywhere, same height, everything.
No.
We got people when we go to Dunkin' Donuts want to know when are you coming out of retirement. So.
No chance. I want to pick. Email me a picture.
Loves the grind.
No way. Nope.
When is this going to switch from we're looking for the biggest Gronk honk to Greg will take the biggest bribe?
Well, we did this one time on the old show for Stanley Cup tickets. Remember?
Yes. Biggest Bruins honk.
We had Bruins honks. And it was okay. I mean, was it okay? I don't know if it was
all right.
And this might be Curtis's worst idea yet.
Well, that's a pretty high bar to set.
Hey, John.
Yo, what's happening, man?
What's up,
listen,
John?
Man, one more thing. Listen, I can do the same amount of push-ups Gronk does three times a day, man. 69. So are you talking?
Curtis.
I quit.
The show is canceled.
Curtis.
And scene. I'm done.
Here's a text that says, not expecting to win, but every month we have to do presentations at work, and it is a requirement to include Gronk in a slide in the presentation. The presentations are usually ideas in the IT field.
Ooh.
That's funny.
And Greg, I just got a tweet right here. Yeah. It says, I'm such a Gronk fan that when my newborn was born, I Gronk spiked him in the I can't even finish.
Really, you didn't try.
I'm trying to help Curtis's bit.
You didn't try. You please.
Curtis Kershaw.
My daughter paid to go to the Gronk camp. I hope she was not 18. That would be an issue.
This is the worst segment in the history of WEEI.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
That's true. I listened yesterday.
Wow.
Let's see. My wife is pregnant, and I'm trying to name my son Brady Belichick, not winning the battle right now. Well, that's one of those things that people do, like, when it comes to naming kids, and then at some point it's kind of – but Brady's a great name. How many Bradys are there? In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Everywhere.
It's like, how many dogs are named Tuca?
Tons.
There are billions of dogs named Tuca in our
state. Brewski's still a very popular dog name.
Remember how many dogs there used to be named Pedro and Noma?
Yeah, my friend's son is Brady. She's like one of the biggest Pat's honks on the planet.
I got permission to name the first one Brady, and I turned it down.
Well, you named him Thomas.
Yeah, I know.
Same thing.
And his middle name is William, so I got Brady and Belichick in there. I thought that was pretty crafty.
I like it. That's
Thank
good.
What about owning...
Crafty, well played.
What about owning...
See?
Hey, what about owning a box of Gronk Flakes, Gronk Energy Drink, and a Gronk cell phone cover?
No.
Huh? No?
Get out of here.
That's no good.
Scott from Wayne, but just fell asleep again.
I once drove by Paul Wahlberg. It doesn't make me the biggest New Kids fan on the planet. I ate an almond ove once.
I got arrested for yelling New Kids Suck outside their house in 1990. Does that make me the biggest Gronk fan?
That's great.
That actually happened.
What about a tramp stamp?
That actually happened.
What about a tramp stamp of Gronk? Gronk's image spiking the ball?
Get in line, Kristen.
Well, no, you mean Dave. It's a champ stamp.
Do you think that's a popular tramp stamp? Is Gronk spiking some chick in that posterior area?
I got my tattoo of Gronk.
Hey, on my tat, he's spiking a different ball.
Hold on, wait. Let me get my pants off.
I only have one because I had a problem.
Ooh, Dan Roach just called and he wants to come in on Tuesday.
Does it count? Does it count if you have a guinea pig that's named Gronk?
No.
And it died because the dog ate it?
Should this?
No,
go-
you're just a crappy pet owner.
Should we make this charitable?
I feel like this is a charity right now listening to these ideas.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm doing public service.
I'm probably going to give up and just go 25th caller if I don't find a Gronk honk.
What you mean 69? No, I can't do it. I couldn't even. Oh, man, this segment's going about as well as Gronk's going to be on TV.
Damn it. Do you guys comprehend how uncomfortable this is? Yes, it's horribly uncomfortable. Yes. It's so uncomfortable. I mean, are you allowed to make motions, physical motions to people over the radio?
Certainly not.
Sure. Is that wildly?
Hi.
That's the beauty of radio.
This actually, I'm going around on the bit now where this is like, you see one of those movies where it's like, it's so bad, you love it. This
bit is great. I don't think it's that bad. I don't know what you're talking about. What's so bad about it?
Hey, it's Lou.
Now everyone from the other shows is just, quote, checking in.
Christ.
Dale here.
All right, give me Mutt here in 3, 2, 1.
This is the worst radio I've ever heard in my life. But I'm going to text about it 47 times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're brutal.
It's Thursday. I love it. Going to be a great... Let's break down the Giants' chances to win tonight.
Yes, that's what we should be doing.
Let's do keys to the victory
tonight.
You're
right about that. Keys to the win.
You want to win the turnover battle.
That would be better.
Whoever has more poise tonight, Craig, than the other team.
That would be so much better. Now, see, this is what I thought we would get when Curtis brought this up. My mother is a 60-year-old woman who has a whole room in her house dedicated to Gronk, including the Gronk license plate.
Gronk? Oh, wow.
There you go.
I paid for the vanity plate.
This is Paul from Quincy. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Paul?
Greg, I paid good money to send my kid to school to learn how to speak rotten Spanish. Do I qualify?
You're in. You're in. I honestly... The people who don't think that Gronk is going to be a hit on television tonight are idiots. I know you were talking about it yesterday, Nick. Do you think he's going to be horrible? Or was that the day before? Day before. I think he's going to be great.
It was yesterday. I thought it was going to be bad.
I think he's going to be great.
You know what? I've reversed course. I now think he's going to be great as well. I do.
I do.
And it's not just because I believe in his natural ability. I heard that Gronk hired a talent coach to get him ready for television.
Really?
Tonight. Yes, a broadcast talent coach.
A professional?
A professional.
A broadcast, wow.
Broadcast talent coach.
Really?
And he didn't have to go far to learn how to do... To learn how to do good TV. So
okay.
He actually went to...
Let me guess. You have a produced bit that we're going to play now on this?
There we go. Okay. Let's telegraph it.
Okay.
And now it's time for more Media School with former Patriots tight ends. This week, Wiggy preps Gronk for his Big Fox debut.
All right, Gronk, you're going to be great. Now, we're both champs, right?
Yeah, but Gronk win more than you.
All right, let's not bring math to the dance. Okay, all right, first, always act like you know what you're talking about. There have been alleged allegations of me having no idea what I'm ever saying. But the peoples believe me because I fake it, because I made it, you see?
Gronk like make it.
Yeah, all right, me too. Second, if you're searching for the right words, Wig says generify it. Because be that as you may, at the end of the day, with most things being equal, it is what it is, you see?
And Gronk is what he is.
All right, yeah, you are. All right, and third, remember, social pliability.
Like Tom?
Yeah, you know, like sometimes you work with hosts who want to be cool and they seem more urban around you, so you got to be more suburban for them to be comfortable. I call it meeting in the mocha middle.
Yo soy with it, homie. Let's twerk.
Yeah, it's going to twerk out for you. Gronk's out.
All right, prior to that, I think the Gronk thing was the worst segment on the show today. This is Chris from Everett. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
and
up,
ladies?
What's
Hi. Up? Hey, calling in and say why it's the big deal about Gronk. Yes. I'm saying if he's not in the NFL, who kind of cares?
He's a brand. You know what I mean?
You don't think he's going to add? You don't think he'll add something to the broadcast, though?
To laugh at him, not really with him. I don't see being that great. If you're from New England, if you're a Pats fan, yeah, it'd be cool. But for the rest of the world, not that great.
Yeah.
Like you said before, you don't see him drawing out really dramatic plays or anything too detailed. He's just, like you said, just more for the brand.
Has he reached the tipping point with people? Are people sick of Gronk?
I think there is a portion of the fan base that is, and I think that people just know him around here. He's never said anything interesting at his locker or after a game or an interview. Like, so how is he going to project on TV now?
We're going to the ship? You didn't find we're going to the ship interesting?
What was interesting?
We're
going to the ship! I
mean, we got this yesterday where people were like, everybody is sick of Gronk. I'm sick of Gronk. I'm tired of hearing about Gronk. Meanwhile, all everybody wants is for him to come back. I don't get it. So it's only football, I guess.
It's crap or get off the pot type of thing. That's what people want. They're tired of hearing the speculation of will he or won't he. It's been going on ever since the Super Bowl ended.
All right. There is a guy here who has, or a girl, I don't know who it is, who has autographed helmets, jersey, football, bobblehead, blah, blah, blah. So maybe, Curtis, I'm going to have your punishment for this bit idea is to go through all the text messages and select somebody who can come in with Gronk on Tuesday morning on the show.
Got it.
Gronk here on Tuesday. What are you laughing
about? My mother
about?
Just texted me. She's like, are you guys all high? What's going on in there?
Oh, God.
I wish.
We're getting punchy, Ma.
Tell her it's okay to have some fun. Tell her it's okay to experiment a little bit. That's what I say to these people who are texting in. Have some fun. Relax a little bit.
How about whoever brings the most tiny plastic shampoo bottles?
That would maybe be okay. All right, we will be right back.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.